Hello, this is Dr. Amelia, health coach and veterinarian, encouraging you to break the norm and live a life that energizes you from within. And I am sitting on the floor, which is where I always how I always podcast, wrapped up in a comforter, and it's about 5 o'clock in the morning. I have a shift at a hospital today, and I just finished journaling. So I tend to get up early enough so that I can journal, do a little workout, do a little meditation, just mentally prepare for the day. That really sets me up for success and just makes the biggest difference in my mindset. And this is an impromptu podcast, which honestly they all are right now, because I just want to talk to you when I'm feeling inspired. And I wanted to share what I was journaling about because I think that you might need to hear it too. And I want to encourage you to maybe participate in this challenge that I am giving myself because I'm recognizing that I really need it. So here's what's happening. This is an example of how I have learned to become more aware of my actions and what's happening in my body, and to use that to change what I'm doing to help to break cycles. So right now I'm really happy in general. I'm just loving coaching. I love where I'm at with this balance between my vet work and my health coaching. And I feel grateful, like I had a vacation not that long ago. And when I, like on paper, when I look at my life and the things that I'm doing and like making time, for example, to journal and to meditate, like I feel like I'm doing a great job managing my stress and balancing things. However, my actions speak otherwise. So I am noting that one of the four nervous system like stress re responses is showing up. That is flight. So I actually was just recently talking to my group clients about the four different nervous system responses, and I think I'm going to record a podcast episode talking about that because I think you could really benefit from it too. But since this is an impromptu podcast, we're just going to focus on flight today. But the four would be fight or flight, and then fawn and freeze. So, flight really shows up a lot with perfectionism, and it is that urge to just do. It's that feeling of like, if I keep doing, then I can be perfect and then I will be safe. And I am noticing that I am doing too much. And this is something that recently I've been talking to a lot of my clients about. And I have so much experience with this need to just like constantly be doing and that urge to like always be doing things perfectly or like overachieving because I am programmed that way too. Like just from early on, a lot of, the way that I was brought up and in childhood really encouraged that perfectionism in me. And so I have to make a conscious effort to resist it and to continue to practice and call myself out when it's showing up. So when I look at my behaviors, I logically feel like I am doing a really good job resisting that, in that, like, to manage my stress now, it's not that I'm just doing like workouts that are really intense, which I used to do before, which resulted in me still stressing my body a little bit. Now I make time to do things like yoga and journal and meditate. And I do, you know, I'll take deep breaths to help to decrease my stress. And so I am doing a much better job of managing my stress. But what's happening is that I still am just always doing something. My mind wants to stay really busy. And so, like, for example, yesterday was a day when I was working on health coaching things and some other projects. I wasn't in a vet hospital. And it was a lot, but it didn't have to take up the whole day. I definitely could have had some breaks. And yet I was coming up with things that weren't even on my to-do list. So, for example, like, I had something that I was planning on doing next week, but my brain was like, ooh, if you do this too today, then maybe you could really rest next week. And another thing I've noticed is, like, the past couple of nights I have sat down to watch a show, like, with dinner, and I haven't even actually watched the show because instead my brain has been like, ooh, maybe you should do this. And it just keeps adding things to do. And this is a sign that I am a little bit in flight mode of that, like, constant needing to do. And a way that you can also recognize flight mode is that it feels really uncomfortable when you're completely resting. And so even my activities to manage my stress are doing in some way. So, like, journaling, I'm actively doing something. Or when I'm going for a walk, I'm still doing something. And so in some way, that is still productive. But if I just sit down and try to, like, not think or do, that's so uncomfortable for me that, like, I'm instantly coming up with, like, I'm either looking at my phone or I'm like, ooh, what if I should just do this little thing? And that needs to stop. So I was reflecting on what I need to do, and I need to make a point of giving my body some time of doing absolutely nothing. And that is going to feel uncomfortable. And this is something that I really practiced when I was working on people pleasing, which is actually another one of the stress responses that's more fawn. That's like that I am going to put my desires and needs aside in order to appease this other person's needs, and then that will help me to be safe if I just put my needs aside. And in order to overcome people pleasing, that just, like, constantly meant that I needed to recognize when I was having that urge, and I needed to, like, resist that huge just natural instinct, basically, to people please and to not. And so that's what I'm going to need to do right now. So one of the things that really helps me when I'm recognizing this is to have, like, a whole day of just, like, unplugging. And like, when I have no screens and no phones, and a lot of the times it'll be like a Sunday, that feels uncomfortable and amazing at the same time and rejuvenating. But here's the thing. I keep wanting to do that and it keeps not happening because, like, a full day of unplugging is a lot. And right now I'm having a hard time of, like, even sitting for, like, 2 minutes of not doing something, I'll be completely honest. And so a full day is, that's too much friction. And when creating new habits, I talk about to my clients about this, it needs to be something that feels doable. So I need to start with like just a few minutes and really putting that in my calendar. So what I'm challenging myself to do is probably 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to say it needs to be at least 5 of sitting and doing absolutely nothing. So that's hard, right? Like these days we need to be doing something. And I think that's exactly what my nervous system needs. You know, like I can breathe, I can do some deep breaths, that's fine. But otherwise, nothing. And I'm going to do that each day. I also wanted to just mention that I'm even seeing this show up a little bit with my relationship with food. So I'm recognizing that I, like after dinner, sometimes like I'm going back for seconds, even if I'm not really hungry, or I'm just feeling more snacky. And it doesn't really impact my weight because I'm choosing really nutrient dense, plant-based, and that I'm now eating real food where it still is really nourishing. But I still don't want to be doing that. Like, I don't want to be eating past the point when I'm full. I want to be being mindful. But it's still that noticing these little things that I'm doing that aren't normal for me. And that's a sign that even though I don't feel like I'm really stressed, I am. That's something that I really encourage you to pay attention to. Because even when I was majorly stressed and completely burnt out as a veterinarian, I was in denial for a really long time. I was telling myself that I was really healthy, even though I was really like exhausted all the time. I was constantly anxious. I was dealing with brain fog and GI signs. And yet I was telling myself, no, like you work out every day. You're really managing your stress. And yeah, you have a high stress job, but you're doing a good job. And yeah, you're like completely miserable and unhappy every single day, but you love your job. Like this is what you've wanted to do since you were 6. And our brains are really good at convincing ourselves otherwise. And it's this awareness that really took me pausing. And honestly, for that turning point for me was when a like functional medicine nurse practitioner asked me if I was happy as a veterinarian. And when she asked that simple question, I almost just burst into tears. And that response really surprised me because I didn't even realize I was holding on to and like burying those emotions. It wasn't until that turning point that I really recognized how much I was ignoring my body and mind. And you can talk more about that kind of journey another time, but it wasn't until I really started listening or learning how to pay attention to these subtle cues of when my body is and mind are doing things that are not my normal pattern, that are a sign that stress is showing up and that I need to make a conscious effort to change my pattern. So if right now you're noticing that you are maybe just in flight mode a little bit, if you are just like constantly having that urge to do more and more and more, because it honestly is addicting, right? That's why we do it. It feels really good to check things off of a list or to just accomplish things and like to get more done. That feels great and is addicting, but that doesn't mean that it's good for us. And sometimes the things that are best for us are the things that we're really resisting the most. And so I am challenging myself starting today. I am going to take at least 5 minutes. I'm going to set my timer and I am just going to sit there. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it is what I need. And I'm going to encourage you to join me too. So let me know if you have been experiencing this. Let me know if you're going to participate. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And I'm encouraging you to check in, see if one of these stress responses are showing up for you. Cheers to your inevitable health, happiness, and success.